I'm so glad to see you today. And I want to thank Loretta for serving as our liturgist. This is her first time being our liturgist for both services today. Thank you, Loretta, for all your service today. And what about this choir? Can you give them a word of applause or amen for them? Wonderful. It was a wonderful piece. Thank you so much. Thank you. 15 years ago, a family in crisis requested to meet with me. There was a dad, a mom, a teenage son, and a teenage daughter. And I said, "What brings you by today?" And the teenage son said, "Our parents are not turning out like we hoped they would." I said, "Okay, what's going on?" The teenage son said, "Our parents are maxing out all their credit cards. Packages from Home Shopping Network and Amazon arrive almost every day." His sister was there, nodding her head with tears coming down her cheeks. He said, "They used to love on each other, but they don't anymore. And our home looks like..." And I've stopped inviting my friends over. Will you help us? This was a family that was saying, how are we going to bounce back? And I thought, what love they have. They want to see their family healthy and happy again. When Jesus spoke with Peter, he was giving him a chance to bounce back. Could he bounce back after denying Jesus three times? Would he bounce back after striking out? I approach this passage with this question: what does Jesus want to teach us here? So here are six super ways to help you bounce back after striking out. And if you want to make the notes in your bulletin here, I've created a place here where you can write them down. Number one is this: failure is not final. Failure is not final. Jesus sees who we are, but more importantly, he sees who we can be. He sees your potential and my potential and the potential of our church as well. And you can live into it, and we can live into it to the extent that we listen and follow him. Mark's gospel tells us that Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, that after that, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome entered the empty tomb, and they saw a young man there in a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Don't be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter that the Lord is going before you to Galilee. You're going to see him there," just as he said. Peter thought he was a failure. He thought he was finished. But Jesus gave him a unique mission: to evangelize and to bring Jewish Christians into the church, into the new covenant. Jesus gave Paul the unique mission of bringing Gentile Christians into the church. And today, hundreds of millions of people call him Saint Peter. Very few churches and organizations are called Simon Peter or Saint Simon Peter. Those that do emphasize the transformative power of the gospel and Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for Peter to bounce back after he had struck out. Number two, don't allow your past to paralyze your present. Don't allow your past to paralyze your present. When Walt Disney applied to the Kansas City Star for a job as a cartoonist, the editor of that newspaper laughed at him and told him he should do something else. No one remembers the name of that editor. Zane Grey, the famous writer of Western novels, when he began writing, he did not sell a single story for the first 5 years of his writing career. But then he went on to write Riders of the Purple Sage and The Lone Ranger and 90 other novels. And only the most avid historian knows the names of his earliest works. You may have a past that is more tragic than words can say. Life may be taking you in a direction that you don't understand and that you don't want to go. But your past and your present are the stepping stones for what is yet to come. You are more than your past. God loves you and he sees the potential in you. And the Lord doesn't gauge you on your past, but on your present and your tomorrow. Number three, Jesus will give you new life and direction. Jesus will give you new life and direction. After Peter bombed out, he said, "I'm done with this. I'm going fishing." But Jesus had another life and another direction for him. Like a teacher who sees what's blocking a child from learning and offers tools to understand and learn the subject, Christ in a greater way will give you the encouragement and the tools you need to help you bounce back. Cry out to him. Plead with him. Ask him for it. Jesus will give you new life and direction. Number four, the Holy Spirit will put a truth teller in your life. The Holy Spirit will put a truth teller in your life. You and I might get upset with that person because, well, you know, sometimes the truth hurts. Perhaps you heard the joke about the preacher who bombed one morning. His message was awful and he knew it. And at the end of the service, a person came up to him and said, "Pastor, nice message." Another came up and said, "Wonderful sermon, preacher." A little old lady came up to him, looked up at him and said, "Nice try." We all need a truth teller in our life. And when I need to bounce back, I find that the Holy Spirit puts a truth teller in my life. A person who will not coddle me, will not say what I want to hear, but who's willing to eat the courage pill and speak up in love. Who wants the best for me. Who will walk with me and in that time tell and share with me the truth. Has God placed a truth teller in your life? Number five, simplify your life. That's a hard one in these days, isn't it? Simplify your life. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, he says, "I don't feel as if I have arrived in this thing, but one thing I do." Notice that he concentrates on one thing. He says, "I forget those things that are behind me and I press forward." Make room in your life to bounce back. Receive the Lord's grace and forgiveness to move on to the next good thing that God has for you. Now, the story is told that when the American Jewish composer George Gershwin moved to Paris, he moved there because he sought to be mentored by the famous French composer and teacher Nadia Boulanger. And when he came to her and asked, she refused him. And for a time, he was devastated. And he felt like a failure, but he responded to her rebuff by composing the now American classic, An American in Paris. You can bounce back after striking out. Here's number six. Forgive yourself because God already has. The soldier with post-traumatic stress disorder, the child or adult abused sexually, the survivors of terrorist attacks and violent crimes, any who are trying to recover from alcohol and drug abuse, these require in-depth, advanced treatment and specialized care, which involves the whole person, the person physically and spiritually and emotionally and relationally. And I'm here to say this morning, if you need advanced treatment in something in your life, if you need specialized care that isn't covered by insurance, please talk with me. I can consider a gift from the pastor's discretionary fund to offset costs if cost is the hurdle. Forgive yourself because God already has. And we can be so hard on ourselves, can't we? I think about that teenage boy and his family. As far as I know, the children graduated high school and they continued to love their parents, but they decided for the sake of their own mental and spiritual health that they had to limit their contact with their parents. And to my knowledge, the parents chose to continue their behavior and they never changed. I hope they chose to bounce back. I think it's a characteristic of Christians and of saints. I believe it's a characteristic that saints have and that God makes possible the ability to bounce back, to persevere, to know that failure is not final, to not allow your past to paralyze your present. To know that Jesus loves you and he's going to give you a new life and new direction. That he may place a truth teller in your life to help you. To simplify your life if life becomes too chaotic and too busy. And to forgive yourself because God already has. Let's think about these things as we come to the table.